is Patsy with a Z. Welcome to Joy on Paper, a program for writers and those who dream of writing. And I am so happy to welcome to Joy on Paper Anne Garvin, and she writes books about women who do too much in a world that asks too much of them. That's what she has on the front of her webpage, which is a very nice webpage. She looks like a nice, cheerful person, and the name of her book is There's No Coming Back From This, and it's by Anne Garvin. This new book is very interesting, and I think we're going to really have a lot of fun talking about it because I love movies, I love costuming, and I love stories about Hollywood. And hi, Anne, are you there?
Yes, I sure am. Hi, how are you?
Okay, I'm so happy to talk to you. I was just telling people that your website says, I write books about women who do too much in a world that asks too much from them.
Yes, that's exactly what I do. And I think I just displayed that, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, it's nice that I've got you on the line because I really enjoyed the book. And I'm telling you, this so funny. It is true. You know, life for women is so hectic nowadays. And yeah. I think this book, There's No Coming Back From This, is an interesting concept. Having worked in Hollywood, I like the movie theme, the costuming theme, just being in Hollywood. So tell us about the book.
Well, it's a book about a woman that is pretty much pushed to the edge, which I like to write about women like, just like you and I, like not superstars in terms of like, we're not movie stars, maybe we're not, you know, like we don't have a lot of help, we're not super rich or something, but we get pushed to the edge and we're asked to pivot and keep life going, even though, you know, maybe things aren't working so well. So this woman gave her accountant access to her books, and she lost all her money because the accountant did not pay her taxes. she's desperate.
Yeah. So her name is Poppy Lively?
Yes, it's Poppy Lively. And she grew up with kind of a controlling father. And so she never lets anyone down. And she gets a job as a wardrobe person in Hollywood. And she's a very large fish out of water because she lives in Wisconsin and has to adapt to the kind of culture that Hollywood is, which is, you know, not the nicest always.
No,
culture.
It's not. No, I don't know. You have personal experience working in Hollywood?
No, I don't. But I did a lot of research, and I spent a lot of time on the Universal set with a lot of costumers, but no, I don't. I'm just a lover of movies.
Well, you write it so well, because the thing is, I'm a girl from Michigan, and when you go to
Michigan,
when you go to Hollywood, it is a different world.
Yes, and I mean, I spend a lot of time in L.A. I have a lot of friends there, and I don't love the winters in Wisconsin anymore, so I know what it's like to go with Wisconsin eyes and live in L.A. for long periods of time, and I just thought it was such a funny sort of juxtaposition, because I'm actually from the East Coast originally, and so I spend a lot of time sort of as a fish out of water. So I just thought it was going to be like the perfect fish out of water situation by putting this woman from Wisconsin into Hollywood. And it was the humor sort of writes itself. It's so funny.
Yeah, that's exactly it. When you look at it, this fish out of water, when you get into Hollywood, it's almost, you're like, you do feel like, what is going on? How did I not know about so many things?
Yes, exactly. Like when I was there, vacationing, or not vacationing, but writing and living there during, it was 2 winters ago, and then last winter, I spent so much time there, and I was just like I think I put it in the book. When I walked, you know, like I remember walking past someone who was in the middle of the road and they were homeless, and everybody else was kind of walking around them. And I went over to them and I like called the police and called an ambulance, and everybody else was like, what are you doing? And I said, well, this is what we do in Wisconsin. Like, this is it. So it's, you know, it was obvious things like that, and then less obvious things like that I was so enamored with taking a look at.
Well, luckily, when I was there, that was quite a few years ago, there were no homeless. There were no homeless.
Right.
I hate to tell people this, and they don't quite grasp it, that in those days, I mean, if you were walking down the street, and they would stop you and say, why are you walking down the street? Because it was so unusual for ordinary people to be walking down the street. You're supposed to have a car. I mean, you couldn't walk into Beverly Hills on the street. They wouldn't let you. They'd stop you so fast you didn't know what was happening to you.
Oh, my gosh, that's fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, it was a different world, and it was a much safer world, I will tell you that. But what happens in the Hollywood environment, in the filming business, that hasn't changed so much.
I'm sure. It's, I think it was also very cutthroat. And the more I read about, you know, what they went through, what some of those, especially the female actresses, went through, you know, in terms of sexism and all the rest of it, it's a little overwhelming.
It is. And, I mean, you managed to, how can I say, you play it right. It doesn't get too deep into the negative,
right?
Because that
right.
would not make for a fun book, to tell you the truth. I've read some of the books about really horrific things, but this is more. It's a nice read. It's fascinating. Tell me your interest in costumes, because I love costumes. I love the whole. I mean, one of my prize possessions. I have this hat box from Coco Chanel. I mean, I have a few things. I have paper dolls from the 1940s. Fashion.
Really?
You know, I just love that.
Yeah.
So what's your fascination with costumes?
Well, you know, I was in theater just briefly. Of course, I did it before I had children, because otherwise, like, I don't know how anybody could do theater with children, because, well, it's, unless you're, you know, wealthy. Because I love theater, I love going to theater, and so I love doing it. And so I got really interested in how the seamstresses would create those costumes. So much so that when I got married, I had the costumer make my wedding dress. I know. I mean, it wasn't, you know, wildly flashy or anything, but it was made for me, and she did it with the muslin, and she, you know, made the dupe first, or the shell of it, and then built this gorgeous dress around it. And I've always been admiring of people who can sew and create things like that. I just don't even know how they do it. But when I was at the costume shop in both on Universal Set and then the one, the really big one that's in downtown, it's sort of uptown actually in LA. I can't think of the name of it. Just blanking on it. I couldn't believe how many costumes were there, and I couldn't believe that they didn't have a spot for the iconic ones. Like, I wrote that in the book as if they did. It's the only liberty I took about costuming. There's no vault. So that sometimes if you are walking through the costume, you know, rental area, you can pull one out and Mickey Rooney's name is on the inside of it. Or, you know, like, Katharine Hepburn's name will be sewed in it. Like, it's not in a special spot. And I couldn't believe that. Like, I just couldn't believe it. But, you know, it's a business, and they use those costumes over and over, and I think it's expensive, and so they just recycle them. I couldn't imagine.
But it was
fascinating.
It is.
You know? Yeah.
Well,
I loved it.
I know. At one time, I had a VIP pass to Universal.
Oh.
And so I went into a lot of the nooks and crannies of the place, and wow, it does. It gives you a thrill when you see and you can touch. For film lovers, and you recognize sometimes, you recognize it and you say, oh my gosh, you know, so.
Yeah.
For me, of course, I wrote a film for Debbie Reynolds, which never got made. So I had a lot of time. It went into turnaround because of the 2008 financial collapse of Wall Street, which dried up all our funding. But I used to have so much fun talking to her about costumes.
Oh,
and
what a dream.
Yeah. I mean, so I think that's what, you know, I sort of like the start about the IRS. I know people who have trusted. I would never have done that. I would never, ever trust a business manager and give them rights. I've known a few people who have done it, and I don't know, you know, how they can do it. I wouldn't be comfortable doing that.
Me either. I know, and I because I'm so I don't know, careful, and I know where the money is. But I think that, you know, for her, I had to really think about how I was going to write that so that it was believable for those of us that would never do that. But,
people do.
She really pushed to do it.
I know people who have lived to rue the day.
Yes. And you would, wouldn't you? And, you know, there are a lot of famous people that have hired their brothers or sisters or somebody to do it, and they've lost their family members.
Well, Debbie lost a fortune. I mean, millions.
Oh, did she?
Oh, my gosh. I could go on for hours about how much she lost because of doing that. So, yes, I know
God,
people.
Really? Oh, my God, really? Because of a business manager? Or?
Oh, yeah, business manager.
Wow.
Oh, you have to look into that one. That's a horrific story.
That's fascinating and awful.
But, I met others. Sometimes it's just they meet somebody, and it's like any con game where the person looks so nice. I mean, I have met people's business managers. I've been in the same, you know, like luncheon where their business manager is there, and the business manager is always the nicest, you know, kindest, most thoughtful person there. So we really we feel very badly for Poppy.
But she took it on the chin, that's for sure.
But then she gets in there and tries, and then she gets into some interesting things that happen in this book, which I thought that's a nice twist.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I did not want to get into, say, the Me Too movement or anything like that. I didn't want to have a commentary on that. I wanted to figure out something that would be really interesting but also related to the costume. And then I don't know actually how I came on that idea. Thankfully, my creativity, which isn't always available to me, was available to me at that moment. So it was fun to write that.
Well, it did. It worked out well. And you know, you mentioned that you did a little bit of theater. And I did a lot of theater with my children. That was the most fun. While they were
really
on stage,
fun.
I was doing all the backstage stuff. I actually built a 30-foot dragon out of paper mache.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
I had so much fun backstage. It was wonderful. I loved having the kids out there, you know, singing, dancing, whatever. But I enjoyed the backstage. I think that's so much fun. So you can still do it when you have children and have lots of fun at it.
Yeah.
And
right.
Children theater is great because I think it's a great discipline for children to learn lines, to learn music, and just to get out there. You know, it changes their personality too, their ability to later on in life face people. My kids had no problem talking to adults. I mean, they could talk to anybody because they learned to be out there and sort of entertain people.
Yes, it's so important. I do think it is a really great space for that kind of thing. And you know, the other thing is, and what I like is the idea of writing about a closed space like that, you know, when you're in theater, everybody is your best friend that's in that moment, in that play, and that you're so tight and close because you spend so much time together. And I kind of like looking at that, how those communities get built and how close you can be in those situations. And so I would imagine for children, that's the same kind of thing they build as they get the idea of what real teamwork is.
Exactly. They really do. And you do have that excitement, that focusing yourself on a project.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important. part of the reason I homeschooled them, they were so verbal at such a young age, they didn't fit into regular school.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. So yeah.
I had a ton of fun. I just love it. The whole design process. Well, as you saw, the costumes. I never designed costumes for any of the shows they were in, and they were in a lot of shows. But I loved watching the costume designers, how clever they are.
Oh, I would love to just sit and watch the designers work. I was able to, when the costumers that I met were people that were on big productions, and one of them won the Academy Award for Dune when I was at a luncheon with them. So it was like this really amazing time to talk to these people about, you know, where their vision was, who did what. The thing I think that I found the most interesting was that it's very granular. You know, it's not like the gowns are gorgeous. It's amazing that there are those gowns, but like on a day-to-day basis, they're like, where are the buttons? Like that hem isn't right. And they're just so detail oriented. And it was kind of amazing to see that. Plus, they're also very undersung. You know, nobody talks about it.
Exactly.
In my opinion, you know, they make the characters. They create them with their clothing. The actors do it, but it puts them all together in one space. And it's something that isn't talked about, and I think that's a great shame because it's so amazing.
Well, I love looking at it through Poppy's eyes and the whole excitement of being, you know, the backside of a film when you're in the background. You learn so much and you enjoy so much. It's a great story. It's fun. You're witty. And, you know, it all comes.
Thank you.
It's, you're a PhD, right? You have a PhD.
Yeah.
But not in writing.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. I think people who get PhDs in writing tend to lose their humor, and you certainly have not lost your humor.
No, thank you. I think that I have a way of looking at the world. I think that I can't look at anything too dramatically and without a joke. Like, I think everything's funny. So, well, not everything, but a lot of things.
No, I know. There is some, you know, heartbreaking things in this book. Anybody who has to deal with the IRS, you already feel sorry for them. You know,
that's, oh, my God. I know. I had a few people saying, oh, my gosh, I was reading that, and I got so anxious when she started talking about the taxes. And I was like, oh, I know.
So that I thought that made it fun, too. Well, I think, I think it's a nice change of pace. I get so many, you know, thrillers and international stuff. And just this sort of down-home Hollywood. In Hollywood, look, I think it's lots of fun, and it's just wonderful that you've written this book. It's called "There's No Coming Back from This," but there is a lot of coming back to this book because it's really good. So I think it's fantastic, and you're going to, I think, do very well with this book. Are you going to? You have a website, I know, and
it's
just your name and.
Mm-hmm. Ann Garvin, yep.
And Ann Garvin, and I write books about women who do too much.
Yes, oh, well, I do.
but we love it, don't we?
We do love it. Honestly, I am so lucky to have found this to be as my what I consider my last career, and I just love it so much.
And I just want to mention Tall Poppy Writers. Explain that. Obviously, you like the name Poppy.
So, I do. And, I think that was in a breathtaking moment of lack of creativity that I chose Poppy for the name. But the Tall Poppy Writers really bond together to help women authors find readers. And we just believe that there is writing and publishing is not a competitive sport, and we want people who want to have this career, we want to help them have the career. And so I put together this marketing group when I was having trouble finding readers myself, and I just thought, everybody's having this problem, why don't we just bond together? And, you know, you have to find the right kind of people to form a group like this, because it requires a generosity, and the nice thing about this is that by doing this, I have met so many lovely, generous authors. And so what we try to do is just share the wealth as much as we can to help people find books that they like and enjoy.
Well, I think it's a wonderful, wonderful idea. A great, you know, it is so important today in this publishing world that writers help writers, and most importantly, writers help writers find readers, because we need readers. So that's a whole big job. But you've done a wonderful job putting this together. I like the idea. It's on your website. It's Anne Garvin. People go there and have a look at this Tall Poppy Writers group, and really get involved, because it's wonderful.
Yeah, it really is. And if people are interested, they can sign up for my newsletter. And in the newsletter, we only send out one newsletter a month. It has one piece of original art writing from me that nobody else sees or has seen before. And then we talk about whatever books are being launched that month within the Tall Poppy group. And then if there are, and we are opening up reader, writer, author salons, we're going to start doing retreats. And so if people are interested in, you know, mixing it up with writers and authors, sometimes for some different kinds of retreats, both here and in Europe, that newsletter is the place that they would get that information.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on Joy on Paper today. USA Today bestselling author Anne Garvin. And I think your book is fun, and it's just, it's original. I think it's very, what I like is that it's original. Nobody else has written a book as close to this. So I just think it's fun, and it's called There's No Coming Back From This. And get this book, and it'll put a smile on your face. Thank you, Anne.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. Yes, you are saying all the loveliest things. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. And maybe we could have you back one day just to talk about Tall Poppy Writers, okay?
Anytime. I would love that.
Let's put together a program, half an hour, and you can talk more about that and some of your success stories and some other ideas for readers, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Okay.
Bye.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.